Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. If you're looking to put strategy into action and dive into hands-on tactics that will drive your business forward, you've come to the right place. In today's episode, Chris will cover how sustainability and corporate social responsibility can improve brand reputation and discuss authentic ways to communicate and integrate these efforts into your marketing efforts.
Sometimes I'm still surprised where marketing opportunities present themselves. Case in point, we're going to do a quick dive into sustainability and corporate social responsibility, also known as CSR, and how they can boost your brand's reputation and appeal. Over time, it's become increasingly important for companies to focus on sustainability and CSR, not just because it's the right thing to do, but also because it can have a positive impact on your business. Customers today are more conscious and concerned about the environment and social issues, and they want to support brands that align with their values. But how exactly can you authentically communicate what you're doing? How can you incorporate this into your marketing strategy in a way that resonates with your target audience? Like many aspects of our lives, this starts by ensuring that your commitment to sustainability and CSR is genuine. People are becoming increasingly skeptical of greenwashing, which is when companies falsely claim to be environmentally friendly or socially responsible. There's also been increasing pushback on the concept of being woke. Those are both meaty subjects that would take far longer than 4 minutes to dive into, but my advice for how to avoid them does fit in our time together and is quite simple. Be sincere, thoughtful, and consistent. Don't do something simply because it seems popular at the moment or you think it'll be well received. Be intentional and reasoned in what you're doing and be able to explain what and why you are doing what you are. This leads right into my next point. Be transparent about your sustainability practices and CSR initiatives. Share your goals and progress openly with your audience. This can include things like reducing your carbon footprint, using eco-friendly materials, supporting fair trade, or contributing to community development programs. By being open, you build trust with your customers and show them that you're serious about making a positive impact. Another effective strategy is to engage your customers and involve them in your sustainability and CSR efforts. People appreciate feeling that they're a part of something meaningful, so give them opportunities to contribute. For example, you can organize volunteer events or initiate donation campaigns in partnership with your customers. This not only creates a sense of community, but also strengthens your brand's reputation as a responsible business. Incorporating sustainability and CSR into your marketing strategy is also crucial. Make sure your messaging reflects your commitment to these values consistently across all channels. Highlight your sustainable practices and CSR initiatives in your advertisements, social media posts, and website content. Use storytelling techniques to share the impact your brand is making and how it aligns with your audience's values. But let me again offer a word of caution here. My typical advice in these situations is that, yes, your messaging should speak to your involvement, but make sure the focus is where it should be. For example, one of my old companies had a multi-year relationship with Habitat for Humanity. We'd regularly share stories of the new homeowners and talk about the good that Habitat does around the world and in our community. Our team would often be in the accompanying photos, and we included information about the commitment we'd made, but those were never the lead or even the focus of the message. They were just a small part of the overall narrative, but I believe it served us well. I call that reflective goodwill, and it can be a lot more powerful than direct promotion. Looking at this in a different way, sustainability and CSR efforts should never be mere marketing tactics. They should be integrated into the core values and operations of your business. This means considering sustainability and social responsibility in all aspects of your decision-making process, from product development to supply chain management to packaging and more. By embedding these principles into your business, you ensure that your efforts are long-lasting and genuinely impactful. A company will be judged by its actions, how well it delivers its products or services, how it treats customers, what kind of culture it has, and how it conducts itself as a part of society. Sustainability and CSR efforts therefore have a huge potential to impact your business, how it's perceived by people, as a way to engage customers and involve them in your efforts, and making a positive difference in the world. I'll close by repeating, be sure that you're sincere, thoughtful, and consistent in your approach to sustainability and CSR. Then go tell that compelling story, even if you're not the focus, and I think you'll see that things work out great.
In this episode, Chris looked at how sustainability and corporate social responsibility have the potential to enhance brand reputation and looked at ways to communicate and integrate these efforts into your marketing efforts. We appreciate your tuning into the Practical, Actionable Marketing Podcast, your go-to resource for ways to boost your marketing in just a few minutes. We look forward to seeing you back for our next episode. But in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe and share.